Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
The effects of this week's polar blast were even felt in Northland, which had a 7-degree start on Thursday. Our contact near Whangarei has had 8 paddocks out of action during the wet winter, and it's still too wet to take the bike through places. There's said to be phenomenal grass growth across the region. The animals are starting to shed and show off their summer coats. Some cattle have been affected by kikuyu poisoning. During certain times, a toxin in the grass can kill the animals, but our contact says they've turned the corner and are ready for some warm spring sunshine. Around Pukekohe, rainfall cleared to calm, cloudy days until Thursday. Then strong, cold, crop-damaging winds moved quickly over the district. On Friday morning, low temperatures brought the risk of frost. Some kiwi fruit orchards were protected with a helicopter before dawn.
Cold and extremely wet is how most are feeling in Waikato. About 110 millimetres of rain has fallen this week. The endless downpours are putting farmers behind the eight ball with few warm spring days. Crops are later than usual and there's below average grass cover. Farmers are struggling with calving conditions less than ideal. An asparagus grower is holding out hope his early positive start to the season won't be disrupted by the unusual cold. Pongakawa and Bay of Plenty had over 100 millimetres, more than normal, in September, and June and July were both saturating months too. It's meant some paddocks and low-lying areas are still full of water. One contact says the bay has such fabulous soil it can handle the rain, but a bit too much is being asked of it. Bud break in kiwifruit is by and large late thanks to the warm winter. The harvest season for avocados is underway, but again the rain is causing issues as fruit are sensitive to damage if wet and susceptible to rot.
Gloomy and relentless wet weather isn't doing well for spirits on the east coast, unless you're thinking of drinking them. While the weather has been mixed this week, even a little bit of rain is making things soggy. It's hard to get many things done or think about summer crops. Sheep farmers are struggling to get their docking done without fine days, a rarity for this time of year. But as one contact puts it, there's no bad weather, just bad gear. Sleet hit the Manawatu region this week. Farms are still pretty wet underfoot, making challenges left, right and centre. Although animals cope in the cold, farmers are hoping for some sunshine to pep them up. While grass growth isn't too shabby in the region, it's an issue getting heavy machines onto the paddock. They leave big muddy tracks behind them.
Snow made a brief statement in Taranaki this week, with Stratford, Eltham and Manaia all reporting a dusting on Thursday morning. Coastal areas across the region would usually be well into making silage at this time of year, but the wet and now cold has stumped grass growth. Milk production is down 6% when it would normally be approaching its peak. A wider upper winemaker described the conditions this week as interesting. It's been hard to know what to expect each day. The region does see the odd frost this time of year, but it's the constant rain that's kept people on their toes. Shoots are only small on the vines, so they're braving the conditions well. On Thursday, farmers had sleet and hail and, in higher paddocks, snow to contend with.
Frost protection is on kiwifruit vines in Motueka. With fingers crossed, the heavy frost and a smattering of hail hasn't caused too much damage. Early season apple crops are right in the middle of flowering, but the wet has kept the bees away. Grape growers in Marlborough have been on edge this week. About 60 helicopters were seen in the sky on Wednesday night, working to push warmer air down to the vines below to keep it from freezing. The cool air coming from the south is gnarly, as one contact says, and as soon as the leaves get frozen and brown, that's it. It will totally bowl the crop for the next season. Sauvignon Blanc variety is particularly vulnerable this early, but the Pinot Noir and Chardonnay also need protecting. Our contact says it would take a minus 2-degree frost to do some significant damage.
Snow fell across Canterbury this week to sea level. Grass growth remains very slow, with many still feeding out. Hopefully things turn and warm up soon. Winter trading lambs are heading off farm as spring crops go in, and the returns, while still very good, are back from last year's highs. There was a frost and a skiff of snow on the hills at a farm at Whataroa on the west coast this week. Milking's going well, but there's not a lot of feed around. They're resowing crops and getting heifers ready for mating.
Otago, near Lake Wakatipu, came away lucky this week, only having a couple of centimetres of snow settle around the house before melting away by midday. It was still cold, miserable and windy, which didn't bode well for the very start of the lambing season. The last day of shearing for one station is kicking off, and with dry sheep they're counting themselves very lucky, although their own winter woolies are still at the front of the wardrobe. A Central Otago winemaker says in his 30 years this week's blast is the most unusual weather event he's seen for the time of year. He's even faced snow in November, but never experienced as much cold for such a continuous amount of time. It's as bad as it gets, he says. Money is pouring out of bank accounts to keep helicopters running and prevent frost damage. In the deep south at Waimahaka, a bitter wind had dissipated by midday on Thursday. Snow settled but was not too deep. Thankfully, lambing is virtually over on our contact's farm. Sites are set for tailing beginning next week and working the ground for green feed once the soil dries up a bit.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.